From the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis emerges a very interesting and practical halacha that gets at the core of a machlokes rishonim in our sugya. The Gemara had told us on Zayin Amud Beis that churei rishus hayachid is kirishus hayachid. The holes in the rishus hayachid, or the addendum space of the rishus hayachid, is considered part of the rishus hayachid. We discussed in the Gemara an example of that. The Gemara's example of that, and churei rishus haram, the holes of rishus harabim, is a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. We happen to pass like Rava, who holds lav kirishus harabim. Here is the practical application to the sugya. Shaz Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Gimel, Simin Chav Zayin, raises a question that was already raised earlier by early Achronim, which exists practically for those people who don't live in an Erev. Nowadays, there are so many areas that have a Ruvim. We discussed the viability of building an Erev in different areas on the previous daf, but let's assume now that there is no Erev. An individual, how do people open and close their doors? You're not allowed to take a key, and if you're leaving your house and there's no one left, do you not lock the door? So for ages, Klal Yisrael had the following suggestion. Now that I've lived in an area with an Erev for so many years, it's not often to see this, even though I should add tangentially, which we'll discuss in the future, that my Rebbe may be, well, Rav Nevensal does not carry even in places of an Erev. But what was very common in New York when I was a child, when there wasn't an Erev in New York, depending on how you decide in yesterday's question, or maybe how some would say you can't make an Erev in New York, either way, what's very common was a Shabbos belt. That in the place of having the men would wear as the clasp in their belt, a key. They would have it specially designed, as well as women would have a special brooch that was made out of a key as well. Okay, so let's assume that that takes care of the problem of carrying. Now a person gets home. He wants to open the door. Now we're going to discuss one part of opening the door. This is not the whole discussion of opening the door in Shabbos. There are other parts to it, but let's discuss the part that emerges from our sugya. And that is, wait a second, if a person is standing in the Rishus HaRabim, or the part that we're not going to discuss, the threshold might already be considered a Carmelis, either way, where the individual is standing there and he puts the key into the door, we've got a problem, Rabosai. Churei Rishus HaYachid. You've transferred the key either into a Rishus HaYachid from a Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis. How could that be done? It's either a Shaila of a Doraisa or a Darabanan, but for sure, Aser. Let's remind ourselves. Our Gemara said Churei Rishus HaYachid is considered like a Rishus HaYachid. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shimei Mem Hei Sif Katan tests writes the following. How large does a churei rishus hayachid have to be in order to be chayiv? And the Mishnah Berurah quotes a tosos. Tosos is not our amud. V'hinei das ha-tosos de'les chiyuva elim kein hoya hachar arba al arba tvachim. Tosos holds that it's not considered a char unless, it's not considered a significant hold unless it's 4x4 tvachim. If we look back on our amud, tosos in Dibar Maskel v'halacha, about halfway through, the Tosas, first one online is Mamish. Tosas says that any time the place of the Chor is very small, so then even Rabbi Meir, who we had discussed had in our Amud, had said Chokikin Lahashmin, that we view that area as furrowed out, we do not say it in a small Chor. However, points out the Mishnah Berurah, that the Rajbo disagrees. Avodas haRajbo v'Amiri de Bechorei Rishus Hayochid ain Sarach Shehei Rochav Arba. Dieshlam Din Rishus Hayochid Atzma Bechol Gavna. That the Chorei Rishus Hayochid have a din of Rishus Hayochid even if it's less than 4x4. So Minchas Yitzchak in the above mentioned tshuva suggests that our Shaila mentioned above would be tali in this machlokis, and it seems clear that many are choshish for the shita of Rashba and not for the shita of Tosfos. It should be pointed out that this doesn't apply to all locks. If there's a padlock, so then the padlock is not going into the Rishus HaYachid. However, if it's a lock where the hole goes through and through, so then in such a case, clearly, even from the side of the Rishus HaRabim, it's also called Rishus Chorei Rishus HaYachid.
Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak claims that the same would apply to any standard kilak, which could be open from both sides. Emphasis over here is both sides. So then it's considered a lock that's considered, is a lock that's considered mefulish. And since it's considered mefulish, then it would be a problem. He deduces this from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simen Shin Mem Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that if there's a lock that's not open from the inside, it only opens from the outside, then that does not qualify as chorei rishus hayachid. Mashma, that if it goes from both directions, so then in such a case, we would already consider it chorei rishus hayachid. Hence, and this is the psak that we have as well in the Shmira Shabbos, Kehilchasa, in Perek Yud Ches, Sif Mem Tes, the Rav Neuwirth suggests that the only way that one could open a lock on Shabbos in such a case is to make sure that one does not take the key off of the Shabbos belt. So if it's still attached to the person, then never was entirely placed in the Rishus HaYachid. Which brings up an interesting halachic extension for our purposes as well. We mentioned, my wife reminded me, who's her schus, that all of our learning takes place over the internet, because I learn this, and to sharpen my own learning, I record this. But the schus of the Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, that people learn this over the internet is only because of her. She takes it and edits it and uploads it. She pointed out to me that women would wear it as a pin. If women wore it as a pin, so then in such a case, they did not leave it attached to anything when they opened up the door. So that would be a real shaila that needs to be addressed by the Gedolei HaPoskim. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa suggests that he has to be careful to leave it on his belt, and then it would be permissible. If we were talking about a lock that has holes that are going in both directions. One final ha'ara from the Taz in Shin Mem Vav, Sif Katan Vav, there might be openings, no pun intended, lehatir, if we were talking about only a karmelis, ayin sham. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa does not advocate this, but maybe based on the Taz, we will discuss in the future the status of a threshold, that it could be if the threshold has the status of a karmelis and not the Rishus HaRabim, so then in such a case, according to the Taz, there might be room to be makel. Nevertheless, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa comes out l'chumra. One more final note on this halacha. We will hopefully discuss this in another opportunity. In Shin Mem Vav, Siv Katan Chav Ches, the Mishnah Berurah adds that however it's permissible to put the key in the hole, there would be another shaila of then opening the door when the key is inside and then swinging the key into a Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, even in instances where it is permissible, as mentioned above, according to Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that it stays attached to one's Shabbos belt, one should be careful not to open the door. In most instances, it would be problematic to open the door. There are exceptions, but in most instances, there would be a problem. Hence, a person should be careful, even when following the directions of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa or the Taz, to keep in mind that opening the door also might be a problem. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the topic from Daf Zayin. Our second halacha topic from Daf Zayin is Karfeif. Karfeif is one of the most least understood halachos in regards to Rishuyos of Shabbos and the implication of someone who constructs an Eruv without taking into account a Karfeif could be catastrophic. First, let's see how it emerges from our Gemara. The halacha from the Gemara. Two lines on the top in Sayin Amar Alf. Karfeif yosem ibeis asayim shelo hukaf ledira. An area which is more than two sa'ah, let's give you the exact numbers for that, is 70 by 70 amos, which is 5,000 square amos, or one-third of an acre. The halacha is that one is not allowed to carry in there. Let's see that again in Rashi, in the Ramaskal Kidu'ula. Rashi said, Damar mechitza yilikros rishus hayachid el shem chuseres dira. It's something that, a karfeif could be something that was surrounded by halachic walls, or an eriv. However, there's no one that lives inside that area. Therefore, it's usher to be metaltal in it, midrabanan. In Simen Shin Mem Vav, Sif Katan Tezayin, on the halacha Siv Gimel of Shin Mem Vav, which is the makar for the halacha of Karpev, the Mishnah Berurah spells out that Chazal made the Karpev aser to carry in, even if it's surrounded by walls. The Magen Avraham goes so far as to say it's Rishus Hayachid Gomor Min HaTorah, because in the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, Shekiven Shehu Gadol Kol Kach Asli the Michlof Rishus HaRabim. People will think that you're allowed to carry in Rishus HaRav. The area is so large, and it's not hukaf ladira, and it's not been surrounded for people to live in, so then in such a case, it's prohibited to carry there. Now here comes the even bigger point. In Shin Nun Ches, if caught in Ayin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says that not only is one not allowed to carry in the Karfeif, but what happens if you build an Erev around the community, and there is a karfeif of Beis HaSayim that's lo hukaf ladira, not only can one not carry in the karfeif, but it will mess up the entire Eruv. These halachos, for those who have not learned Simin Shin Nun Ches and Simin Shin Men Vav, are quite complex. Our job in this halacha is to be ma'orer the basic issues. Rabbi Ribiat, in his 39 Malachos, has an excellent summary on pages 1384 and 1385. Over there, he gives a couple of excellent examples of a karfeif, a large storage yard outside a city, a farm during the growing season, that gets involved with the details in Shin Nun Ches. There's a very large vegetable garden that can also make the entire backyard prohibited to carry in. Lakes, creeks, ponds, wetlands, swamps, cemeteries. The only way one can deal with a karfeif when creating an Erev in a community is to fence off that karfeif as being separate and distinct through its own sets of tzuras ha-pesach. This all is what our Gemara and Rashi is alluding to when it discusses Karfeif Yosem Yibes HaSayim on Dav Zayin Amar Alef, two lines from the top, where Rashi says, three lines into the wide, L'kach Asura L'taltal Midrabanan, it's Midrabanan prohibited to carry in this Karfeif, and we pointed out that we paskin, not only is it prohibited to carry in this Karfeif, even if it's surrounded by walls, but it will be prohibited as well to carry in an area which is included in that karfeif. In other words, it would be prohibited to carry in an Erev which has a karfeif that has gone unchecked. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Zayin.